Our scripture for today comes from Ephesians 3:20 through 21. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end. Amen. And today we're talking about, this is our third week for making it count over time. And our wonderful coordinator, Sir Alfie, says that sometimes life does put us in an overtime season. Somebody say overtime. Sometimes we're in places longer than we planned, and sometimes it's full of good surprises, and there are those opportunities for us to change that we didn't expect. Somebody say season. Isn't it always a season? Sometimes it's a season that we didn't ask for, but we can rest assured that God is still working. And this, over time, we're going to make it count, because we know that God has us. Say back to me, God got you. God got you. And we're going to make it count. And our thought for today is, what time is it? Somebody say, what time is it? What time is it? Now, this looked different when I had my glasses on when I was making this slide. But if you want to follow along with me or just write down this scripture in these microscopic words, I apologize. I really did not realize those words were that small. But it says, for our intents and purposes, I would like to read the entirety of Ecclesiastes 3:1-22. I call this the time scripture. Hear this and repeat as the Holy Spirit says. To everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. Somebody say, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. And a time to cast away. Somebody say a time. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit does he have that works in that wherein he labors? Somebody say, a time. I've seen the travail which God has given to the sons of men to be exercised. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Somebody say, his time. He has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God makes from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also, somebody say also, that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labors. Read it with me if you can say it. It is, read with me, it is the gift of God. Or just repeat after me. It is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God does, it shall be for nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God does it. Somebody say, God does it. That men should fear before him. That which has been is now, and that which is to be has already been. And God requires that which is past. Moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. And I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked. Somebody repeat after me. God shall judge the righteous and the wicked. Every purpose and for every work. I said in my heart concerning the estate of the sons of man, that God manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalls the son of man befalls beasts. Even one thing befalls them: as the one dies, so dies the other. Yes, they all, or they have all one breath, so that man has no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity. Somebody say, all is vanity. All go to the one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knows what the spirit of man that goes upward, and the spirit of the beast that goes downward to the earth? Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better. Somebody say, nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? I don't know what to say to y'all, but that's deep. And the Holy Spirit led me to read the whole, or the entirety of this Ecclesiastes scripture, because we generally just hear the first part. Didn't realize, and I did hear him say in some readings, it's all vanity. Solomon says that through Ecclesiastes, especially through Proverbs, it's all vanity. Isn't that interesting? Somebody say, for real, it is all vanity. It is all vanity. It is all vanity. So today we're making this personal, so we're going to be repeating like we always do. But what is my concept of time? Repeat after me. What is my concept of time? When I thought about time and I was meditating on it, I kept hearing this Father Time in through the looking glass, and I kept hearing him say, don't waste me. Have y'all ever felt like that before, you're interacting with people? Just say back to me, don't waste me. Nobody likes being wasted. And Alice was saying about, this is Alice's view regarding time in the movie Through the Looking Glass. And she said that time is a cruel master. And then she said, no, time is a thief and a villain. And then she got to be a little more intimate and interacted with time a little bit more. And she changed her words and she said, I used to think that time was a thief. But when you give before you take, listen to this. When you give before you take, time is a gift. Every minute and every second. Isn't that something? Say, time is a gift. So, y'all, following in the footsteps of my brother, I figured I'd get a good old Hebrew word for us this morning. An easy one. Somebody say, Eth. Eth. The Hebrew word for time is Eth. And I had to go to Strong Concordance and number 6256. And it refers to time, excuse me, as time, or time refers to time or a season. And I guess I just was led to give a little bit of information behind. Do y'all use a Strong Concordance? Y'all are familiar with a Strong Concordance, right? The Strong Concordance is all of the numbers in the world in the index that's in this great big book. And the numbers are an index of every word in the original Hebrew and Greek text of the Bible. So if you look up the word each, and they're usually in alphabetical order, you can go to the number, and it links that number, and the number for time is 6256. You go to that number, and the number links the English meaning of the biblical word back to the original meaning in Hebrew or Greek. And so each word in the concordant links to an English definition in exchange of the concept that helps understand not just what the common and cultural context is, but also where that word originated and the deeper etymology, the deeper definition, the deeper meaning of the word. That's why some words in the Bible mean one thing for its time, and it can mean something totally different in ours. So I got that from the King James Bible Dictionary and was led to share that with you all this morning and to go into a little bit more detail and give us some scripture, James, regards time. Oh, yes, and the word time is used in King James over 623 times. Y'all ever notice that sometimes when I do a word and you'll see me have a little parentheses around that number. For me, that means how many times it's been used in King James. And generally, when I'm studying and I'm writing and I'm preparing, I tend to use the King James, and then I use other translations as I'm led. So the word time is used over 623 times in King James. And this morning, y'all, I apologize for all of these little bitty words. I declare, I must have been on some other time. I'm sitting up here going, y'all can see it better up there, thank God, than I can see it down here because the sister is straight squinting. Y'all can see that. It is not the Holy Spirit. I'm trying to see these little words. But I guess it would be better if I just step back and look and read from the side with y'all. Y'all, let's read it together. This 2 Corinthians 6:2. Ready? Read. For he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Somebody say time. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man, Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This is now been a witness at the proper. Somebody say the word time. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption of the sonship. Somebody say, I am a child of God. I am. Yes, you are. Yes, we are. I think it's time for us to take a little bit more confident, bold ownership of that. We've been called a whole lot of things and have believed we've been a whole lot of things. But I think it's high time, past time. Here we go, brother. Over time that we recognize our true identity from before the womb. Somebody say, from before the womb. That's right. We were God's children before we struck this time, place, reality. Do y'all believe that? Amen. Somebody say time. You see, at just the right, somebody say time. When we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, somebody might possibly dare. There's some three words. Paul wasn't playing. Might possibly dare. I don't know. I'm thinking about it, but probably not. Sister just can't see it happening. Dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Somebody said, God's time. Y'all know how I love myself some John 17:1. And as Jesus was praying, Jesus looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come. Glorify your son, that your son may glorify you. Repeat after me. Father, the time has come. Glorify, somebody touch your heart. Glorify your son, that your son may glorify you. Do y'all believe it's time for us to glorify the Father? If you believe it's time for us to glorify the Father, put your hands together and say, it's time. So y'all know how they do us with the acronym. What does time mean to us? As we go about, as we reflect, as we think about this word, what does time mean for us? And the acronym is truth. That inspires mercy and empowerment. Somebody say truth, inspiring mercy, and empowerment. So the next question I have for you is, when has truth inspired mercy or empowerment within us, within you? On a personal level, when has truth inspired mercy or empowerment within me? Even deeper, has time being truth, inspiring mercy and empowerment, has time ever moved or affected you in such a way? And if so, how? Y'all know I like the questions. Who, what, when, where, how, when? So what does time mean to you? When has time inspired, and I'm using time as the acronym, or even time by the clock. When has truth inspired, and has time ever moved you? And if so, how does it look? How does it affect you? And here we go with another little bitty. Y'all forgive me. Everybody laugh. Say, Jesus, girl. I do declare. I don't know who glasses I had on last night. But He showed us some little bitty words to me. Oh, y'all see why I'm laughing when we get to the next slide. Such small images. But what does overtime, if we're going to shift from regular time to overtime, what does overtime mean to us? So I was just basic about it. When I think of overtime, I think of time, overtime in three ways: sports, work, and socializing. I'm just going to cut through the chase. And how do we make it count? Sports, you kind of want to overtime if you're tired and you don't want to lose. I mean, excuse me, if you want to learn in a different way. So in sports, you know, overtime can be a good thing. How you gonna make it count? Somebody say, how you gonna make it count? Come on, say it in my Chris Rock voice. How you gonna make it count? That's right. How you gonna make it count? Work. Well, depending on how you're feeling, overtime may not be such a bad thing, especially if you're not on salary. You getting paid hourly? Hello, sign me up for the next overtime shift. Yes, sir. Sign me up for the overtime, but you got to treat me right. Work overtime. How you gonna make it count? What you gonna do with that cash, that extra cash the Lord bless you with through that job? Then socializing. Ooh. Don't you just love it when people make you happy twice? Glad you came over, glad you're leaving. Don't overstay your time. Somebody say, don't overstay your time. That's right. No matter what time we use, we don't overdo it. So how are we making the time count? So we got regular time and we got overtime now. So the over stands for obedient, victorious, encouraged, and restored and redeemed. Obedience, we're told in 2 Samuel 15:22, obedience is better than sacrifice. I'm going to just read through them and let them resonate with you. Victorious. 1 Corinthians 15:57 tells us, thanks be to God. Somebody say, thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I'm encouraged. Anybody encouraged this morning? I'm encouraged because Joshua 1:9 says, not 1:92. Now, Joshua 9 says, be strong. Now, this is what God is telling us to do even now. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Somebody say, do not be afraid. Brandon say, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Isn't that powerful? No matter where you go, that's right there where I will leave you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Somebody need to know that we are not alone. Somebody say, we are not alone. And we are encouraged. We are encouraged because we've been restored and we've been redeemed. Isaiah 43 lets us know, do not fear, for I have redeemed you, and I have called you by name. You know why we're redeemed? Because God says, you are mine. Somebody say, you are mine. I am God's, and God is mine. I am God's. I belong. Somebody say, I belong to God. Yeah, it's time for me in a MAGA world to realize that I belong to God, not whatever's going on in this world. Amen. Help us to be reminded here. And then Joel 2:25. Repeat after me, y'all. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locusts redeemed by the Lord. Y'all ready for the over? Over. Repeat after me. I am obedient. I am victorious. I am encouraged. I am restored. And I am redeemed. And this morning, y'all know what else we are? We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ. We have to remember where our unity is, y'all. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, we are one with Christ. Who? We are one with Christ. Who are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. According to the power, somebody say the power that works in us. Through Christ Jesus. Stand on your feet, House of Judah.